I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1869. At 2:47 p.m., a one-word telegram was sent from Promontory Summit, Utah. The message read simply, "Done." That understated message marked the end of one of the most incredible projects ever completed by working people in the United States, the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. The arduous work of laying the rail track across the continent was completed by a predominantly ethnic workforce. It has been estimated that workers swung hammers some 21 million times, laying the track along more than 1,100 miles. Irish workers performed the dangerous work for the Union Pacific Rail Company, building the track from the east. Chinese labor made up 3/4 of the Central Pacific crews constructing from the west. Laying the track through the Sierra Nevada mountain range meant blasting through solid granite. Chinese laborers used highly volatile nitroglycerin to make way for the railroad. On some days, the track progressed as little as just a few feet. The Central Pacific Company reported that 137 workers died on the project. Newspaper reporters claim to have seen many, many more bodies of Chinese workers. The true death toll will never be known. Both the Irish and Chinese workers not only experienced brutal working conditions, but also had to deal with discrimination. The track also cut through territories of Native American land. The railroad encroached on this land and further accelerated the displacement of Native American people. When the final golden spike was driven into the track at Promontory Summit, the nation was forever changed. The trip across the continent, which previously would take up to 6 grueling months, had been reduced to just 2 weeks.
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us at Labor History in Two.